play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We're back home at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse for Galesburg High School boys basketball. The United Township Panthers in town. Game 11 of this shortened 14-game season. Senior night recognizing the Silver Streaks cheerleaders.
For the visiting United Township
Here's
Panthers.
Public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
Number 3, Makai Johnson. Number 5, Darius Rogers. Number 10, Dashlyn Galian. Number 20, Devontae Wright. And number 23, Malachi Trice. The Panthers are coached by Ryan Weber. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot junior guard, number 1, Jeremiah Bay. 5'10 junior guard, number 5, Dre Gypsiaco. A 6-foot junior guard, number 15, Alex Gypsiaco. A 6-foot senior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6-foot senior, number 25, DeMarco Harden. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
Speaking of Eric Price, one of the subplots we are watching in this game tonight. 8 points, and he's got 1,000 for his career. We saw what a celebration that was for Jalen McGants last year. Won't be on the same level tonight just because of the pandemic, but nevertheless, anytime you can accomplish that in your high school career, that is mighty impressive.
Yep, he's had a terrific career and a nice all-around ball player. We've talked about his rebounding.
So UT with the ball to start off the game. Devontae Wright, just a sophomore, as you heard Jeff Lamb in the starting lineup. Up top, Darius Rogers trying to shake Harden. We'll see how he plays with that bad hand tonight, but he did get clearance. It's wrapped up on the left wrist, his shooting wrist. Spin move in the lane, a jump stop, and a miss by Rogers. Rebounded, Dre Gypsiaco brings it across the midcourt. Dre was scoreless last night in the win at Quincy. Was 0-7 from the field. But up top, there's Jeremiah Babers, who had his career night offensively with 18. Harden's first touch offensively. Has it now just off the left elbow. Steps to the right. Gives off to Dre. Looking on the inside of that zone. Marco's going to shoot it. It's off the back iron and hits the support up above to go out of bounds back to UT.
And you must, against this zone or any zone, engage it, attack it, make people guard you. And again, use your pass face and get the ball moving. You've got to also get it into the paint here.
Rogers left side to right. Up top it goes Makai Johnson, the junior. They had the backdoor cut available to Makai Trice, but they couldn't find him. The three on the way and good by Das Legadian. And UT gets the first basket of the game, 3-0. And a foul in the backcourt, a blocking foul on Gideon, who just got the basket, fouling Babers in the backcourt.
And again, East Moline, or I should say that's their old name, the United Township Panthers there. Really working on that, what I call the dribble drive, dribble weave, being able to get to the rim, dribble handoffs, and again hit the three on the kick out.
Extending that 1-2-2 three-quarter court zone press against the Silver Streaks. Galesburg breaks it at the other end. Ball goes off Harden, chases it down to the baseline. Price's three is short. Rebound DeMarco. Dribbles in the lane. Teardrop up off the rim. Fight for the rebound. The backside, I think, is going to be on UT. It looked like Alex had pretty good position down low, and it's against Devontae Wright. Second UT team foul.
Yeah, real good position down low. And our kids do a great job on the offensive glass by spinning and swimming, getting inside their box-out opponent.
And a three ties the game for the Silver Streaks.
DeMarco, a little quick hitter right out of that on that inbounds pass.
He's taken three of the first four shots for the Silver Streaks. Up top, quick three to answer by Johnson off the rim. Skying through the lane, Alex with the rebound. Two boards already for him. Now Dre with it into the right corner. Jeremiah with a pass fake. The kick out back up top. Eric squares for three. Off the back iron, high up through the air, and rebounded by Trice for UT. Tied at three, just underway. Sophomores won 56-53. Talk about a couple pseudo-celebrities in the house here tonight. In addition to the GHS seniors being recognized, a missed three by Johnson on the wing, but the weak side rebound, Devontae Wright, another chance for UT. Up top, Darius Rogers, the hesitation, dribble drive, spin move in the lane, off the rim, and DeMarco clamps onto the rebound. He's got two boards already. Streaks looking for the first lead. Jump stop through the lane. Dre, nice through the defense, gives the Streaks a 5-3 lead.
And again, there is us getting to the rim and finishing, and they got to the rim there and didn't finish. And I know that was a real concern of Coach Weber, his players being able to get to the rim and not finishing.
Rogers holding the ball out at the volleyball line, now swinging around to the right side in front of the Galesburg bench. Gideon puts the ball on the floor, cut off in the baseline, swoops up and under, missed it. Rebound, Eric Price, who had 12 boards in the win at Quincy last night. He'll bring it across midcourt, looking for an opening, skips it into the left side. Dre pulls it back up top to Eric. Price, right side, Babers for three off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out to Price, trying to go around his man. Up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound, scramble for it underneath. Price, off balance, banks it in with a foul. And he went down hard on his back, but he pops up with a chance at a three-point play.
He's just a bull inside. He uses his bulk and his body, his good foundation, and he just has an instinct for the ball, and he just pursues it relentlessly.
Mask timeout, first official timeout, 4:35 to go first quarter. Galesburg up by four, and an Eric Price free throw when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
Tune in for Cardinals baseball as the Redbirds take on Houston. Coverage begins tomorrow at 11:55.
Tune in for Cardinals baseball on WGIL.
7-3 Galesburg boys lead UT. 4:35 to go first quarter. Eric Price shooting a free throw when we come out of the timeout. Mentioned earlier some pseudo-celebrities in the house tonight. How great is it to see Ray Pickrell here tonight? Super fan is at every GHS athletic event that he can attend. This is his first time back in quite a while, and you know what? Underneath that mask, I think Ray was a little emotional talking about being here tonight.
And certainly without his partner in crime, who we miss immensely, Pete Theory.
I think it's going to be special recognition when the first opportunity to welcome fans in, and whatever event that is, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, wherever that spot Pete would normally be sitting, It's gonna hit home even more so. Not quite as much tonight because this isn't the usual venue.
Yeah, he meant so much to so many people and did so many things for folks.
8-3 Galesburg after Price made the free throw coming out of the timeout. Here's a missed three by Makai Johnson, but the long rebound chased down by Rogers. 8-3 Galesburg by five, approaching the midpoint of the first quarter. Rogers on the right wing, trying to work around to some screens, pulls it back out. Now Johnson driving the kick out. Left side, fake by Gideon, in the lane, through a couple defenders. The kick out to Rogers for three, off the back iron, rebounds his own miss, puts it up, and drops through. Well, UT getting the better of the Streaks on the boards here early on. Haven't seen that all season long, but it's a long way to go. Galesburg still leads by three, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Oh, Jeremiah got lazy in the backcourt, nearly didn't get across the timeline receiving that pass. Has it now up top. DeMarco steps right, swinging around to the right side on the wing. Dre Dribbles once between two defenders. Throws it at Jeremiah's feet. It's kicked over to the sideline. UT diving on the floor for it and calls a 30-second timeout, securing the Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, that's one of those that pass was impossible to handle. He hurried it, got in a tough spot there, and that created the turnover, and we were fortunate there that they didn't secure the ball and get a layup on the other end. Smart heads-up play by East Moline or by UT there of getting that timeout and that scramble.
I mentioned pseudo-celebrities. Silver Streaks graduate Tyler Steck also in the house. Drove home for the weekend, surprised his parents apparently. They didn't know he was coming, but Tyler's here to watch his brother Easton specifically, who was our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Tuesday night up at Sterling. And Easton sure had a good first half, especially in that sophomore win over UT. So good to see Tyler and have a chance to visit with him for a little bit.
Yeah, Mark Harden down there as well, ex-Silver Streak.
That's right.
And, of course, over there on that bench, Teddy Trueblood, one of the great Silver Streaks and great guys of all time, along with Coach Weber on the UT sideline.
UT with the ball coming out of the 30-second timeout used to secure that possession. And now a travel down on the baseline. Speaking of baseball players, which, of course, Tyler missed out on his senior season last year. I see Camden Anderson across from us. Camden announced yesterday that he's signed with William Penn University, so he's going to, or William Penn College, so he's going to continue his baseball career next year and anxious to get his high school senior season started here in a few weeks.
And he's got a lot of upside. He's got great velocity on his fastball. He should help the Streaks this spring.
8-5 Silver Streaks. High pass deflected over to Jeremiah Babers. 2:40 to go in this opening quarter at the GHS Fieldhouse. We'll monitor the Silver Streaks girls game being played in East Moline tonight. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with that action on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Here the Streaks boys lead by three, trying to solve that UT zone.
They're very tight. Keep their shape and in good position.
Passing around on the perimeter right now. Into the left corner it goes. Tried to fire it back up top. UT knocked it out of bounds.
Our spacing is a little bit tight. And when that occurs, one guy can guard two, and we're not engaging here. So, and we usually are able to kick ourselves free from that. We need to do that here.
Potential zone breaker with Caleb Meadows checking into the game. He had his best offensive game of the season with 17 last night at Quincy. Speaking of which, the Blue Devils lead up at Sterling 6-5. Midway through the first quarter. Missed layup underneath the basket by Alex Egyptiaco, and now UT at the other end turns it over. Back come the Streaks, and the layup by Alex, and a good response and recovery at the other end on a feed from Jeremiah.
Get the turnover and convert in turnover points the other way.
10-5, Galesburg by 5, coming off the second UT turnover. Streaks flash out high, going for it. That allows Amarian Roberts into the game, the dribble drive, the basket, and the foul, and a chance at a three-point play for him.
That's a great move by Roberts. He went behind his back, right down the free throw line, extended, and played through contact and got it up off the glass. Nice finish.
Foul on Babers is his first, second team foul on Galesburg. Minute 42 to go first quarter, 10-7. UT's free throw from Roberts rattles through, 10-8. Galesburg by two.
And then their 1-2-2 three-quarter court press here after a make.
That foul on Babers was actually his second, which is what I thought it was. It was late getting up there on the scoreboard. So two fouls on Babers. Price left alone outside, squares for three, and overthrows the rim for an air ball. And that goes back to the Panthers with a chance to tie it up or take the lead. Eric just 1-for-5 here in the early going. Again, needing 8 points tonight for 1,000 for his career. He's got three so far. Minute 18 to go first quarter. 10-8 Streaks, UT with the ball. Roberts up top, left side. Wide open three, Davion Vallejo banks it in. And that gives UT the lead, 11-10.
Good double screen there and a run off of that. And the second man, you always get that second man and wide open three.
6-0 run by the Panthers. Traditional three and a triple from the outside. A pull-up jumper by Dre, way off the mark. He's had a rough weekend shooting the ball. Malachi Trice with his second rebound. And here comes UT looking to add to a one-point lead under 50 seconds to go. On the right side, Roberts. Fakes left, drives right, get a step on Dre, takes it to the basket with a foul, and another three-point play opportunity with the Panthers up three.
They cleared it out there, so it was no help. He got to the rim easy. If you don't defend and stay in front of your opponent there, he's going to score a layup, and they're fouled as well.
Both times, he takes that little step to the left away from the basket, gets the defender to lean, and then zips around him, and then gets a step on the defender. It's happened two times in a row with him penetrating and the free throw off the front of the rim. Babers with the rebound. Streaks down three, 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Meadows, Babers. Jeremiah shoots a long three off the front of the rim. I don't like that offensive set. Rogers with his fourth rebound already for the Panthers, who lead by three with the ball and a chance for the final shot of the quarter here, 20 seconds to go.
That's what we call the one and chuck there. The first guy's got it, shoots it, and that also was a step too far there, probably out of his range.
Up top, Trice. 7 seconds to go. The feed down low. The head and shoulder fake and a block by Kyleb. Rebounded by Alex. 1 second. Kyleb with the heave. Ooh, off the rim. We almost saw it two nights in a row. That's the end of the first quarter. 13-10 Panthers after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Guilford High School Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
During the radio auction, bid on number 812 pressure washing services from Rash Power Wash.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
One quarter gone at the GHS Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman here. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, 13-10 United Township after one. Streaks will have the ball to begin quarter number two.
Brad, we were 1-for-8 with a three ball and no rhythm out of that and any ball reversal.
Yikes.
That's pretty stagnant there, and I know Coach Hart will address that or did address that there at the quarter break.
Cohen Darien for the Streaks at the quarter break. The pass left side. Kyleb banks it in from the left wing. Well, tit for tat. One for the Panthers. Now a bank shot for you for the Streaks to tie it up at 13.
Don't ask how. Ask how many.
First basket of the night for Kyleb Meadows, who did not start. Up top with DeMarco Harden back. Now UT, careless with the ball into the backcourt. Vallejo took his eyes off the pass, came out to him, unforced error into the backcourt for an over and back.
Seen a lot of that this year where a player is trying to do just too much too quickly and takes his eye off the ball and turns it over.
Yeah, or guys just not handling passes,
yeah.
Just balls kind of slipping through their hands. Doesn't necessarily mean they turn it over, but just having a hard time receiving the ball at times.
Maybe a byproduct of a COVID season.
Same spot, Kyleb. This time the shot goes off the rim and over the backboard.
He's a streaky shooter. We saw that last night. And if he can get going here tonight against his zone, he can make a difference.
Tied at 13. 7:10 to go, first half. Congratulations to the Illini. What a great win they had at Ohio State today, wrapping off just a fantastic last few weeks of the regular season. Getting ready for the Big Ten tournament next week. Jump stop in the lane and a move by Rogers, taking it right at Cohen Derry. Off-balance shot. Kind of put it in off his shoulder with the right hand, 15-13 UT.
And Cohen did a good job there. He just played through and made a nice play offensively.
Price, pass deflected. Kyleb gets to it, gets it over to Derry. Kicks it back out. Kyleb has the ball batted away from the backside. UT recovered defensively nicely, and Streaks hang on to it.
Right now, Streaks are struggling in the half court against that zone. UT really doing a good job of scrambling around and doing all the things you need to do in a zone defense.
Meadows, left corner. Babers open for three. UT might have gotten a hand on that at the last instant. Devontae Wright with a rebound. 2-point Panther lead. UT with the ball in the lane. Rogers cut off the kick out. Roberts drives, and a blocking foul on the floor will be against Dre, judging by his reaction. And one of the officials coming over and getting amongst the players and saying some things to
saying to stop, but I think it looks like he's talking to Jeremiah there. They're Must be lots of talking going on out on the floor and officials making sure that that gets stopped in a hurry.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was directing it at a player or just sort of the group in general. 15-13. Streaks down two. UT with the ball, 6:21 to go here in the first half. Panthers will inbound from the right of their own backboard. Looking, Gideon gets it in. The catch and shoot from the corner right missed it. And the rebound off of Rogers, out of bounds. Streaks will get it back. Well, got to be more active against this zone. Streaks did a nice job against the Quincy zone last night. Do you see much difference in the way Quincy handles it and the way UT handles it that might be baffling the Streaks here a little bit?
Right now we're not, as I said early, engaging. And they're doing a good job of keeping the gaps tight, and we're not getting anybody to guard us there so that we can get the ball moving and find somebody open as they get out of position. Right now they're doing a great job staying in position.
Baseline, Cohen Derry through the lane, kicks it out. Now Eric goes right side to the baseline. The reverse got past it, but he couldn't hit the reverse layup, and a tie-up on the rebound between Cohen Derry and Trey Morney, a 6'3 junior, into the game, and the possession arrow favoring UT. Nice move by Eric, just couldn't finish it off.
Yeah, great job. He split the defense that time. And again, good recovery to try to alter the shot and contest the shot by UT that certainly had something to do with it as well.
Quincy leading at Sterling 15-12 after one quarter. So they're continuing their good play despite the long road trip up north. Longest road trip in the conference is Sterling to Quincy or the other way around, as the Blue Devils made that trip tonight.
That's a long ways.
Right side, Gideon cut off, fires it into the right corner. Baseline drive up and in with it is Makai Johnson for his first basket.
Nice move there.
Go ahead, Steve.
Nice move there. He squared his shoulders beautifully.
Now the Streaks turn it over at the other end. Second turnover of the game, and now Kyla Meadows gets in front of a pass, bats it out of bounds. I was about to say never give up the baseline.
That's a defensive fundamental and cardinal sin, because it just creates all kinds of havoc. Whether you give up a layup or a kick out, it just breaks the defense down.
So that baseline drive for Makai Johnson is his first basket, and a four-point UT lead. Derry sits down. DeMarco Harden back in. Reinhardt picking his moments with Harden with that injured hand taped on the left wrist tonight. Pass again. There it is again. Through the hands of Gideon, but nobody there to steal it away. Drives. Now he just lost a handle on it. Price picks it up. Leads a three-on-three break. Down the lane. He had his pocket picked from the backside. UT with a steal. Has a man down court. It's Rogers for three, and he hits.
There the live ball turnover leading to points.
20-13. That's a timeout by Gelsberg. 5 minutes to go for the half. Biggest lead of the night for either team. UT by seven on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh.
Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Gelsberg Tall calls timeout exactly 3 minutes into the second quarter. With UT leading 20-13, they've scored seven in a row. Two Gelsberg turnovers here in about the last 40 seconds of play. And Panthers, was a nice transition opportunity they had, and finished it off with a three-pointer from the corner for Rogers. They've made three out of four here in this second quarter to score these last 7 points and take a seven-point lead.
And you and I talk so much about these live ball turnovers and how they lead to points on the other end. And that's happened here a lot tonight, and it happened right there.
So Streaks with the ball against that 1-2-2 press. GUT has now extended from three-quarter court to full court. And we're underway, under 5 minutes to go in the half. And a 10-second call. Streaks, another unforced turnover. And a 30-second timeout by Ryan Hart. So back-to-back timeouts. A timeout he called. Oh, he's barking at the kids because Kyla Meadows isn't getting to the huddle quick enough. And I'll blame Ryan Hart if he's quite upset with the level of energy here tonight so far.
Yeah, this I'm not going to say this looks like Molina. It does not, but our energy and our body language are not what they need to be, and that timeout's a good one. He's trying to make sure that he gets his message across that that's not acceptable, and we need to get back down to business here. And our kids have usually responded well out of that.
Alex Egyptiaco, Meadows, Harden, Babers, and Eric Price on the floor. I had not really thought about it until Ryan Hart and I were talking prior to the game tonight. Jeremiah played the full 32 minutes last night. He did not come out of the game. And he's played the entire game so far here tonight.
We've talked about how much he's come as a ball player and all the things he's added to his game.
Open three left side. Johnson got an opening. Missed it. Weak side rebound into the hands of Kylup, who brings it across midcourt. Meadows' first rebound. A jumper in the lane by Aaron. Found an opening. Got a jump stop. Right in front of the basket. Put it up and in.
And that's the best way to beat a zone. Get down the floor and transition before they're able to set it up.
End of the first quarter at East Moline. Silver Streaks girls leading there by 5, 19-14. Again, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with a call on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Dribble drive baseline, missed it by Johnson. Babers with a rebound, stops inside the free throw line, got to get rid of it, and he does to Price. And got himself out of the lane before a three-second call. Right corner, Harden, touch pass, Alex. The kick out up top to Babers, and he slid his pivot foot back behind him as he put the ball on the floor. That's five Galesburg turnovers, four in this quarter, with 3:46 to go for the half.
And Aiden Wagner going to come into the ball game. Instant energy, and again last night, I certainly didn't talk about it enough. I guess I take him for granted now on the great job that he does. He provided so much in that first half. Let's see what he does here tonight. He's usually special coming into the ballgame.
And Babers does get a breather. Remember, Jeremiah also with two fouls. The lob, the back door, the miss on the weak side by Gideon, and the rebound Harden, and then UT fouls trying to get the ball back. DeMarco holding that left wrist. I think he might have got slapped on the arm trying to get the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, anything that gets hit there is going to smart a little bit. Again, UT, great execution of that weak side lob there. Just couldn't finish.
Rogers for UT, his second foul. I'm sorry, they called that on Gideon. So Dazzler Gideon with his second foul. Bad pass in the backcourt, almost stolen away by Rogers, who was just waiting for it at the free throw line, and the Streaks got too soft with it. Fortunate not to turn it over.
That's a case where, again, two guys right next to one another.
Skip pass left side. Wagner fires it to Eric Price. Streaks break the press. Eric drives. Can't finish off the layup. The tip rebound out and on the run to Roberts, who drives at the other end. He's fouled on his way to the basket.
And there again, one of the first thing you have to do besides get to the basket and protect it is stop the ball. And we allowed him to go coast to coast there and get to the rim there and again fouled.
First of the game on DeMarco. So Omarion Roberts, who's shown the quickest step to the basket of anybody so far in this game tonight. 8 out of 11 from the free throw line on the season. 1 for 2 tonight. Now misses the first one on this attempt. 5 points in the game off the bench for Roberts. Darius Rogers leaves UT in scoring with 7. Eric Price has 5 for the Silver Streaks. Second one from the line, well short. And Price steps in front of everybody for his 4th rebound. Quickly into the front court come the Streaks. Trailing by 5. Harden up top, Price. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Meadows on the left side where he hit one earlier, but he backs it up this time. Wagner comes out high and has it from Meadows. And looked like he traveled with it. Dragged the pivot foot, but the officials didn't call it. Now the skip pass up top to Kylup. He pass fakes and pulls it back out into the midcourt circle. Against that 1-2-2 zone. Wagner up top. Now Kylup will shoot the long three, and that's off the mark. Rebound, fought for. Alex tips it over to Harden, shoots from 14 and misses. Rebound, underneath, batted out, and it's Rogers with it on the run for UT. Pulls up on the right wing and pulls it back out. Silver Streaks down 5, UT with the ball. Biggest lead of the night for the Panthers is 7. Trying to match that here or extend it with a 3. Left elbow is good by Devontae Wright. And it's 23-15 Panthers. UT extending the press. Meadows across midcourt in front of the scoring table. The dribble drive in by Alex. The kick out. Harden open for 3. Off the rim. Rebound Price. Put back. Got fouled. Came up well short on the shot. 5 rebounds in the game for Eric. He'll get 2 free throws here.
And there's Eric again inside, picking up the miss there and getting fouled and having a chance to score from the foul line here.
Davion Vallejo, first foul of the game on him. Both teams, 5 team fouls. Eric misses the free throw. Minute 50 to go first half.
And again, a little flat there, and that's his mechanics are excellent. He just gets a little flat sometimes, and rim availability isn't there when that occurs. Better.
Second one up, a little bit long on the left side. 0 for 2 at the line. Trice with a rebound. Minute 44 to go here in the game, in the first half. On the right side, Rogers swinging around to the left side. Amarian Roberts around a screen, runs into Meadows. The kick out, another 3 by Wright off the front of the rim. Long rebound out to Trice. The dribble, the pull up inside the lane, missed it. Alex with the 4th rebound of the game. Streaks down 8 here, trying to find a spark. Maybe it's Aiden Wagner from the left wing, but that's well short. And the rebound underneath, 5 rebounds for United Township's Price. Now the kick out right side. Rogers on the dribble drive, hits again. He nailed one from there earlier in transition, and it's an 11-point UT lead at 26-15. Nobody for the Streaks able to hit from outside, trying to bust this UT zone in the lane. Eric picks up a loose ball, too strong on the turnaround from the low blocks. Trice with 6 rebounds for UT. Out of the right side, Roberts gets hit on the arm, and that's a 17 foul on the Silver Streaks.
And we are just struggling with a 3 ball in the offensive end. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We are 2 for 14 unofficially here in the first half. And too many, and hardly any of them within rhythm, and certainly not making them. And most of that is because they're not within rhythm.
Well, even some of Eric's patented moves to the basket, which he is.
Yeah, I can't get them to fall.
Nope, those aren't going in either. Those shots close in where he works, clears position for himself, and uses his body to shield the shot. And like on that last trip down the court, he can't even get those to fall. They go back door. The catch by Roberts. Short-armed it, rebounded it, put it back up and in. 28-15. UT has outscored the Streaks 15-5 in this second quarter. And has another 8-0 run. Dre into the lane. Cut off. The kick out by Kyleb. Steps left. Launches the 3. Off the mark. Rebound underneath Vallejo. That one looked pretty good from Kyleb. But it was just a little bit off. Now flashes out on Roberts, who passes it away to the right side. Vallejo goes around his man. Step back from the baseline. But he got called for traveling. 5th UT turnover. And that is how the first half ends. So he got the shot, and he did not get the shot off, but the official whistle comes too late, so the Streaks can't do anything with it, and we go to the locker room with the Streaks down by 13 at the break, 28-15. We'll take a timeout, take a look at the first half statistics, the individual scoring. We'll check scores from around the area. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when they come back out of the locker room as well. All UT so far, leading 28-15 at the break. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you and your car buying journey. In fact, there are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used cars through YEM's Credit Acceptance Program. This is Dustin Cardenas, the Cadillac guy at YEM. We partner with many lenders, including Credit Acceptance, to guarantee credit approval. Whether you're on a fixed income, unemployment income, or you have multiple open auto loans or multiple repossessions, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our Credit Acceptance Program at YEM.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
We got a woman in court, Scotland, right now, and she is a wild one. There was a street brawl. This was a couple years ago. Just in court now. She bit off a guy's tongue during the brawl.
Oh!
And you think, well, maybe it could be saved? No, because a seagull swooped in and ate it.
Oh, man.
Dang. That's a bad day.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Talking a little coaching philosophy here, trying to figure out number of things strategically that might be going on here tonight, but whatever Ryan Weber is thinking, he's pulling the right moves in the first half with his Panthers leading here at the GHS Fieldhouse 28-15. Here at halftime, Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you, Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, and Silver Streaks just haven't looked good here tonight, Steve. Haven't looked really crisp, and we're just we're coming back from that break talking about why Ryan Weber might be running that extended press as much as he has here tonight. And your theory is he's trying to do it to get us to play faster.
And we don't take care of the ball very well. We don't attack zone in the half court or three-quarter court press very well. And, again, I don't mean with our sets or our the strategy, we just don't execute very well. And here also, we get a little impatient when we don't score as quickly as we'd like. We slow the game down, too. We're a team that scores in spurts off a transition. This limits all of that and makes it much more impatient. And, again, our shooting is indicative of that.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, because Ryan Hart would prefer to play a little up-tempo game, a little faster game. So to say, well, it's getting us to play faster, why isn't that working in our favor then? And you pretty much explained it there, I think. It gets us playing uncomfortable in terms of we're not playing our own fast game. They're getting us into a tempo that we don't like to play because of what they're doing defensively.
Excellent point, and I need to clarify that. And, again, we used to have Coach Bob and Coach Phil. One of their great phrases was play under control. And when you're playing against this, you sometimes get out of control, and that's what I mean by playing faster. You're doing things at a quicker pace than you want to. You're not necessarily getting up and down the floor. You're doing things individually and as a team faster than what you need to against what the defense is presenting itself.
So why don't we take a look at our first half statistics, and I'm confident I know they won't be good because I've been adding some of the numbers up myself, and we've been talking about how much the Silver Streaks are struggling from the field here tonight. We just got to put all of the numbers together and I guess bring you the bad news here with only 6 field goals in the first half overall for the Silver Streaks and UT, just like we knew they would do, shooting much better from three-point range. So we put all of that together, and it adds up to this 13-point deficit.
13-point lead here. Streaks only 6 out of 27 from the field. 22% and only 2 out of 15 with a 3-ball. And again, the 3-ball, those shots are not coming within rhythm. And they're also, we're shooting they're forcing us to step back, and that makes an enormous difference. We're a little bit out of our range. They, on the other hand, 11 out of 25 from the field for 44%, and they're 5 out of 11 with a 3-ball. Much better tonight, 45%. Theirs are coming within their offense, and that's exactly what you want. We've also been out-rebounded here tonight, and especially in the second period, 20-18. Turnovers haven't been bad, but again, that's not indicative of just a little sloppiness with the ball and the passing that keeps you out of rhythm, which again I credit to UT and also us. I mean, we're a little bit both. Usually when that occurs, it's a little bit of both there. So 4 turnovers for us, 5 for them.
Oh, yeah, I would say the number of turnovers isn't bad overall for the half, but when they came and what they led to,
those
certainly hasn't been good.
Why Baldwin's lead to those points? Again, we don't have that stat, but again, the eye test tells you again that they've scored off of our turnovers. And our turnovers are also leading us, or our inability to really solve this to some frustration, which, again, you take shots that you don't want. You play faster in terms of what you're trying to execute.
Free throws, UT 1 out of 4. Silver Streaks 1 out of 3. We'll take a break, come back, get a word from the coaching staff with the Streaks down 28-15 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's time once again for everyone's favorite event, the WGIL Radio Auction. Listen at home and bid by phone on items like these.
Item number 754, Bob Ross 2-in-1 easel from Blick Art Materials. Or item number 807, a 6-month unlimited tan membership and a sunbed from Tropical Isle Tanning.
Your price could be right during the WGIL Radio Auction, Saturday morning, March 20th, starting at 7 on WGIL. More info at WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies the rest of tonight and a low down to 30. Nice tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 60. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 41. Monday, sunny and a high of 64. Cloudy Monday night, a low of 46. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 65. Cloudy and 54 Tuesday night. Wednesday, cloudy, breezy with rain possible and a high of 66. Right now, it's 36 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at the GHS Fieldhouse. Silver Streaks trail United Township 28-15. Steve Cheeseman is courtside with assistant coach Steve.
Back here at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Halftime, Streaks down 28-15, coach. A lot of things not going the way we want it. Where do we start?
Well, Coach Cheese, my mom told me when I was a young man, if I couldn't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
I figured that.
We've got a lot of things to work on.
Thanks.
Hopefully
a lot.
We can make the changes.
Let's go get them. Thank you.
All right. Well, that kind of says it all, doesn't it? So, needless to say, Silver Streaks, I guess we'll just summarize it this way. They got to improve everything here in the second half. Down 13 at the break. Meadows, Babers, the Egyptiaco twins, and Eric Price to start the second half. Streaks with the ball. Alex in the corner up top, Babers. Left side, Dre. Dropped the ball. So swing it back around up top. Babers to Meadows on the outside. Jeremiah left of the top of the arc. Steps inside the arc. Feeds it into the opening. Eric, turnaround jumper. Banked it up and in. He's got 7 in the game. 1 point away from 2,000 for his career. And the Streaks get a good look at the basket to start off the game. They got the full court press on. Into the front court comes UT. Rogers open from the wing. Hits it again. He's got 13 to lead all scorers. 3 for 4 from three-point range.
Certainly Coach Hawkins hit it on the head there. Not a lot of good there came out of that one.
Down low. Dre gets around his man with the up and under from the low blocks. And now a travel in the backcourt. So the Streaks full court press. UT broke it the first time. Got an open three for Rogers. This time they force a walk.
And Streaks come out here with a lot of intensity and a little bit of a zip in their step. And they're going to need all of that here in the second half.
31-19, Streaks down a dozen. Trying to very quickly get this deficit down to single digits. See what they can do on this possession. Third offensive possession of the quarter already. Only a minute in. Jeremiah for three. Short. Rebound underneath. Locked on by Malachi Trice. 7 boards in the game. Another open three and a block by Meadows on Rogers, who traveled with it anyway. Right in front of the UT bench. I don't see an argument from head coach Ryan Weber. He's not pleased by any means.
And that's where here at courtside, we had a little tough for us to see there, and we were blocked there to see if he shuffled his feet.
6:40 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks with the ball down a dozen. Meadows up top. Silver Streaks girls tied at 31 at the half up in East Moline. In the lane, Alex gets it off to Eric, and there it is. 9 points in the game. Gives him 1,001 for his career. Streaks down 10. That's the matter at hand right here, though, with 6:21 to play, just underway in the second half. Price needed 8 tonight. He has 9 for the game, and he's over 1,000. Second straight year that we've seen a Silver Streak hit that milestone in their scoring career. Gideon on the right side. The cut down the lane to Rogers, and he got blocked and fouled by Alex Egyptiaka.
Yeah, Alex just took his eye there off of where the ball and got himself in a bad position and got cut on in front of his face. And a good execution there by UT. Streaks down here against the zone. Moved the basketball, found the soft spots, got it in the middle. Much, much more assertive and sure in their attack.
Well, whether they know it or not, they fouled the right guy, although he sure didn't look at him that first free throw. Darius Rogers is 9 for 24 from the free throw line this season. 37.5%. There was certainly nothing wrong with that first free throw.
I don't think that's very good, is it? I'm not very good in math, but I don't think those numbers add up very well on the basketball floor at the foul line.
Well, the first free throw just looked perfect, form and everything. Second one, a little bit off the mark there. He looked quite as comfortable on the second
one.
No,
he didn't, did he?
Alex with his fifth rebound. 32-21, Streaks down 11, under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Babers looks it over, bad pass. All right. Makai Johnson was just waiting right there for it, and he jumped all over it for the sixth Galesburg turnover.
Tough angle for that pass to be completed.
On the right side, this is Devontae Wright with it, back up top to Trice. Wright scoops it over to Gideon. Now to Rogers, dribbles, kicks it out from the free throw line. Trice drives over into the right corner, Gideon for three, missed it. Weak side rebound, Caleb Meadows. Streaks trying to push it into the front court, trying to get a transition opportunity. Eric, and he got fouled. A little high foul by Makai Johnson as he was coming out, trying to go after the loose ball, which Eric just got to in time. And then Johnson's, I think, momentum just kind of forced his arm out there. And he made a little bit of contact with Price. His second foul on Makai Johnson.
Good job off that miss of really getting the ball up the floor in transition to get an advantage.
DeMarco back into the game. Harden takes over for Babers. Has it up top, swinging around to the left side. Open Meadows. A little bit off the mark. Weak side rebound. Dre got fouled on the putback.
Good work there to keep that possession alive there. That's the grunt work that he's really, really good at, and he gets to go to the foul line here off an attempt.
Caleb shoots those balls so high from three-point range. Dre had plenty of time to get in position for the weak side rebound.
He got time to go to the concession stand. That ball's up in the air.
Devontae Wright with the foul. First free throw by Dre up and in. He's got 3 in the half, 5 for the game. Streaks down 10, 32-22. Second free throw coming. Just over 5 minutes to go. Third quarter here at the GHS Fieldhouse. Dre gets the lead down under double digits now to 9, 32-23. We have a palindrome score to boot. Streaks down 13 at the half. They've cut 4 off the deficit 3 minutes into the third quarter. Pressure in the backcourt on Gideon. Now into the front court, and Caleb Meadows goes for the steal and makes contact with Johnson. And that'll be Caleb's first foul. I don't mind that foul. That's a good
trying to make a play.
Yep.
Trying to make a play there and get an interception there. We've dialed up the intensity.
Mask timeout, 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Streaks down 9, 32-23. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift. And if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have 2 different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in Safeway. days. We also do that at firstumcgillsburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgillsburg.org.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
4:54 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks trailing United Township 32-23 at Sterling. About the same point, 4:56 in the third quarter. And the Blue Devils and the Golden Warriors tied at 33.
And we need to continue out of this timeout. We've done a great job with our intensity and purpose here. The first 4 minutes, we've got to continue with that here to really try to cut this this gap as we go to the fourth period.
The big game in the conference tonight is the Rock Island Moline game. If the Streaks are going to have any chance at repeating at their conference title, they need Moline to win that game tonight, even with Moline a game ahead of the Streaks in the conference standings. And it's Rock Island by 15 at halftime, 39-24. Here are the Panthers with the ball coming out of the official timeout. Running some clock here. Trice in the left corner. They go back door with a perfectly executed pass, but Gideon missed it and then got fouled as he came down with his own rebounded miss. And that'll be the second foul of the game on, sorry, third foul of the game on Dre Egyptiaco.
And UT has had a number of those close range layups and just haven't converted them. And again, I know Coach Weber talked about the last time. I mean, running their offense efficiently and just struggling to finish there at the basket.
Trying to find somebody on the inbound. I think we got an illegal screen set on the opposite side.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Foul on Roberts there. Or Rogers, I'm sorry.
And that's three fouls on him. Darius Rogers, leading scorer tonight with 14 points. Streaks trying to break the press. They do. Meadows, Harden, the Twins, and Price. Meadows up top, skip pass left side, DeMarco. Entry pass down low to Alex. The kick out to brother Dre. Three-pointer off the mark. Alex got a hand on the rebound, couldn't finish it off. Tipped out to Dre. Now DeMarco steps right, stutter step down the lane, finishes it off, and a basket. They're going to give him continuation and a chance at a three-point play. How about that?
And again, great movement of the ball. We got it in the short corner, and that created all kinds of things. DeMarco right down the chute there, finishes through the contact and scores it here. Chance for a three-point play. Streaks continue to chip away at this lead.
At least I thought it was continuation.
Yeah, a little bit of the NBA, but, you know, and I understand that there. You know, he needs to continue to be able to finish that play off there.
And DeMarco does, so it's now a six-point game, 32-26. Streaks crawl a little closer, halfway through quarter number three. Pressure by the Streaks, bad pass turned over. Alex with a steal, bounce pass, corner Price, pulls it back out to Dre. Back to Eric, got an opening. A little bit short on the three-pointer, and the weak side rebound kicks over to Rogers on the weak side. So the Streaks down three, or down six rather. That would have made it 3 points. Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Right side Gideon, who just turned it over in the backcourt, and he goes around Dre, who gets called for his fourth foul.
And there's the one that you don't like there. That's, he didn't jump to the baseline there, gave up that baseline drive there, and got his fourth foul. Tough one. And that'll send him to the bench.
Third quarter at Sterling. Golden Warriors have now taken the lead over Quincy, 42-36. Babers in for Dre Egyptiaco. On the inbound into the right corner to Makai Johnson. Up top to Rogers with Harden guarding him. Streak sticking with the man defense here. On the left side, it's Devontae Wright. Now to the right side, Gideon. Puts the ball on the floor, trying to get around Price. Eric cut him off. Gideon dragged his pivot foot. That's four UT turnovers in the third quarter with 3:09 to play. They had only five turnovers the entire first half.
And much better job on pressure on the ball there. It's creating them being a little uncomfortable.
And a bad pass by Babers in the backcourt. Gideon stole it away as Babers tried to bounce it over. Jeremiah getting back picks up the foul with Gideon the steal and then going in for the layup. So that's three fouls on Babers, who just checked back into the game. Seven turnovers on the Streaks.
And again, we were fortunate there. They didn't score the layup as well.
Gideon's first free throw good. That's his first point since he scored a three to start off the game. Vasily Gideon, 62% on the season from the free throw line, hits them both. Back to an 8-point UT lead, 34-26. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. So the UT pressure in the backcourt has caused the streak some problems. Now, DeMarco almost pushed into the backcourt, and Ryan Hart calls a timeout because that did not look good breaking that press.
Yeah, we did not have our spacing and our floor balance very good there. And three guys in one area there. Certainly, everybody overloaded there, and that made it difficult to break that press there.
Now let's talk about the rest of the season coming up here because we're down to three games to go, and two of the three will be against a Rock Island Alleman team that I think has had a continuous clock against them in every game so far this season. So that's two of the three remaining games starting right here at the Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. And, of course, here's an Alleman team that's played five games in, I don't know, like 8 days or something like that, just trying to make up as much as they can of the season with having missed out on the first 2 weeks of the year. And then that game sandwiched in between at Rock Island next Friday night. Well, we got to get this one done here first, but that's what's ahead for the Silver Streaks. And I don't know, what do you tell your kids when you got those two Alleman games coming up? You can't overlook them by any means.
No, all competitors just got to go out there and play their game and respect all, fear none, and try to do everything you can to play your game and take care of business from there. Feel badly for Alleman in the situation they're in.
Yep. Streaks look a little more energized coming out of the timeout. And so does UT defensively. In the right corner, Kylip gets an open look. Short. And again, the rebound. No, they're going to get a foul on the rebound. Looks like it's going to be called against Makai Johnson. So that's his third. All of those in the second half.
And he looked there like he was sealing out with his arms and trying to pin him there and got that foul off that, where he extended his arms, and that's where he got the foul call.
Streaks go out high for the inbound. Babers and Meadows on the outside with 2:20 to go third quarter. Streaks had some things going here in the third quarter that cut the deficit down to six. Can't get careless with it. Keep the energy up as UT bats a baseline pass out of bounds. Can't let UT get that lead back up to double digits here as we wind down the third quarter. Streaks trailed by 13 at the half. They got it down to six. It's eight right now. Meadows at the volleyball line, working right to left, picks up his dribble to Eric at the free throw line, drives, hangs in the air, and the shot drops off the back iron and through.
Big basket there. We sort of stalled out, and UT got control again of things. Big basket there, got to get a stop here.
Price in double figures with 11 now. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top, Trice. Right side over to Vallejo back into the game. Now they get it to Rogers. Open three around the screen, hits it again.
Big basket there. That's only their second field goal of the half. Came in a big time there.
Boy, it's like he knew it too, didn't it? As soon as he let it go, just his body language seemed to indicate he knew that was down. 17 of the game for Darius Rogers. Streaks down nine. Deflected pass. Kylip scrambling for it. UT going to come up with it, though. Another three by Rogers is good again. Just off the elbow this time. Back to back. And the Streaks, just like that, are down a dozen. Live ball turnover.
And, yeah, tough turnover there. And Rogers converting, too. Going to get a charge there.
Yep. Alex down the lane. Didn't employ the jump stop. And he barreled over his man for his second foul and the Streaks' ninth turnover, and a timeout by Ryan Hart with 1:09 to go in the third quarter.
Big sequence there. That time period there, a little over 30 seconds or so. Really a shot in the arm for UT and a tough one for the Streaks to handle there as they extend that lead to 12 points again. After us really, chipping away at the lead and getting back into it, and then we sort of stalled out. And the turnover there and the made three. Two times there by Rogers really gives UT a kind of a cushion they need right now going to the end of the period.
So 40-28 is the lead. Streaks have one timeout remaining after using their fourth here. And again, even with that win over Quincy last night, this is a Streaks team that's kind of taking a little shot to their confidence after a 5-0 start. They've still lost three of their last five, even with the win last night. And some things we're seeing here tonight are indicative of why they've kind of hit these something of dog days in the middle of a 14-game season.
That's well said. When you're so compacted there, and we have a little Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in us, we're really, really good for periods, and then we just really, really struggle the opposite of that for other periods.
So a three, back-to-back turnovers by the Streaks, and UT trying to build on a 12-point lead. Gideon with it in the right corner. Dre's back into the game with those four fouls. They go back to Rogers. That one is in and out. Looked like it was halfway down, and then the ball trickles out of bounds on the rebound. And
going to be a foul call there, too.
Foul. Yep, I wasn't sure if the official's going to
be
indicating foul or not, but he does.
Boy, and Rogers got a good look from that same
sure
spot
did.
There. They ran a play. Quick hitter coming out of that timeout there. Got a good look.
Second foul on Devontae Wright. Kyleb across midcourt. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Streaks were down 13 at the half. They got the lead down to 6, but it's back to 12. Trying to get it back down to single digits. Eric, again, that position in the lane. Goes to the basket, got fouled on the arm, and they'll shoot two free throws.
Excellent job getting the ball into him at the high post. He finds that little seam there and gets to the rim and draws a foul almost every time. So he's a master at that in that zone offense when we get it to him there.
Both teams going to be in the bonus for the rest of the game. That's the seventh team foul on UT. The next one for the Streaks will put UT in the bonus. Malachi Trice with his first foul of the game, and Price hits the first free throw. Five in the first half, seven here in the third quarter, a dozen for the game. Galesburg down 11, 40-29 with the second free throw coming. Just under 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Streaks need the basket here. They got it. Now trying to force a quick turnover here late in the quarter. Full court press on. Gideon at the Galesburg free throw line. Now everybody moves into the front court. Gideon gets around Dre. Egyptiaco has to be careful playing with those four fouls. And if Gideon is wise, he'll try to take it right at Dre to foul him out of the game.
Big possession here. We've got to get a stop.
And he leans into it. Just complete. Gideon is just beside himself. I mean, out here, he's just holding the ball. Dre comes up on him, and Gideon just leans his shoulder right into him. That's an easy charge call.
Yeah, bad decision by Gideon. And a great sell there by Dre there. Great sell by Dre there in terms of being able to sell that right out there and getting to that charge.
So now Gideon has four fouls, and the Streaks have 13 seconds to use here at the end of the quarter. Meadows, in front of the Streaks bench, down the lane, got bumped, shot off, rolls off. Eric with the offensive putback. Down to an 8-point game. The heave by UT hits the standard, and Galesburg does get that deficit down under double digits at the end of three, 40-32. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free four times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave.
Listen to the radio, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction. The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
Life by the Silver Streaks boys at the end of the third quarter. A basket or two free throws by Eric Price. A turnover by UT. And an offensive rebound putback by Price gave him 10 for the quarter, 15 for the game, and the Streaks are down 8. Now Jeremiah knocks the ball out of the hands of Vallejo on the far sideline in front of the UT bench. And UT with only 6 shot attempts that third quarter.
Yeah.
Streaks outscored him 17-12. And now a reach by Jeremiah. And that's his fourth foul. And it puts UT in the bonus. So Mabers and Drea Gypsiaco each with four fouls right there in front of the UT bench, just reach in trying to slap it away.
That the habits we've had in terms of fouling here early in the season have come back here to big time here to Honus, it looks like, a little bit. Lots of guys in foul trouble here.
First free throw off the back iron twice, and it's Price who comes up with his seventh rebound. Chance for the Streaks down eight to get it closer. Early fourth quarter. Egyptiaco and Babers both on the floor, each with four fouls. Gideon on the bench for UT with four fouls. Dre, entry pass, Eric. Triple team. No, a lot of contact, no foul on the way up. Rogers comes out with a rebound. Tough break for UT. And the ball comes over, hits our microphone down there.
And
good
Eric,
sound effects from
yes
the game
it was,
here.
Yes, it was. Live and in color there. And Eric still nearly scored there, and he was defended by four guys there. They all collapsed on him, and understandably so.
40-32, Streaks down eight. UT with the ball. Screen out high. Frees up Roberts. Driving to the basket. Circles the arm through the air and up and in with a foul. And Roberts goes right back to doing what he did off the bench in the first half with a dribble drive, primarily down the right side of the lane, and another three-point play opportunity for him.
I don't know, number one, how he got the shot off. Number two, how he ever got the ball off the glass. And three, how it ever went in. Great shot.
And he hits the free throw. He's in double figures with 10. And back to an 11-point UT lead at 43-32. A hard pass. Alex wasn't ready for that one. Right through his hands. UT with a steal. The kick out. Left side three. Barely draws the rim. And Dre in perfect position for his third rebound. The outlet to Eric with a layup. And the Streaks beat UT down the floor for a quick basket. Down to a 9-point Panther lead. UT now breaks the press. In the lane, Rogers, spin move, basket and a foul.
And a great spin move there to score it there from the left side. Streaks passing here tonight, and we've watched throughout the season. In every game, both ball clubs struggling with passing in terms of delivering where it needs to go at the velocity that it needs to come in. And there again, bad pass by the Streaks. They're just too hard from too close.
22 points in the night for Rogers, now 23 as he hits the free throw. And again, a 12-point UT lead, 46-34. Kyleb trapped, dribbles out of it, up top Price. That foul, by the way, was on Meadows last trip down, his second. Dre goes around his man and a foul on Rogers. Now he's got four. Dre wisely with Rogers kind of creeping up right in front on top of him. Dre tried to dribble around him and was able to get the contact on the lower body. Okay, I just heard Jeff Lamb say third foul, so I gave Rogers somebody else's foul earlier on. So just three for him, leading scorer on the night. Again, with 23 for UT. Dre at the line, 6 points tonight. First free throw up and off the back iron. And I guess we got a foul on Eric Price.
Yeah, clearing out there.
The backside. That's three on Eric now. Well, I'm not liking the hanging heads here.
Yep.
6:27 to go in the game. And we're going to walk it to the other end, a one and one for Eric now, who's asking for clarification from the official who called the foul. What is it I did that was unacceptable? And the official showing him with the arm movement and the elbow. So we'll walk it to the other end now, and Malachi Trice will shoot a one and one. He hasn't taken a shot from the field or from the free throw line tonight.
And we know free throws are always big in a tight game. They're going to be especially big here tonight with both teams and a double bonus in this tight ball game, or a ball game that looks like it's going to be tight down the stretch.
Well, for a kid shooting 45% from the free throw line,
he knocked both down.
Didn't look at there. So 14-point Panther lead at 48-34 with 6:20 to go in the game. Still plenty of time. Streaks got to execute, though. Babers left corner got blocked. Trice flew out on him. Rebounded by UT. And now a foul in transition. I was watching the ball. I didn't see what the official saw. Was he call that on UT? I feel like he called that on the Panthers. He did. He called it on Malachi Trice. Something he did down court in transition, apparently to clear himself out and get free going to the basket. So that's his second now. And Jeremiah Babers is standing alone at the free throw line. So did he call a
technical foul as well? Yes.
Okay. So Babers needs to hit these, but he doesn't hit the first one. Jeremiah, after a career-high 18 last night, scoreless tonight. That's the first UT turnover of the fourth quarter, by the way.
And there's been a lot of chirping here tonight, so I suppose it came to a head there.
Jeremiah hits the second one. So it denies UT an offensive possession, gives two free throws to the Streaks, who get one, and they get the ball. Down 13 with still 6:09 to play.
Yeah, highly competitive game here and hotly contested. And you get a lot of talking sometimes.
Babers.
That one just caught there.
Up top, pass fake, left open, shoots the three, in and out. Halfway down, Eric with the offensive rebound gets fouled.
There he is again. It's a broken record. He just does an unbelievably good job. You look at him there, 6 feet tall. Again, just a tremendous knack and instinct for the ball.
Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way with under six to play. Third foul of the game on Malachi Trice, who just got called for the technical down here. Now picks up a personal on the Streaks offensive end. And Eric sinks the first free throw. 12-point Galesburg deficit, 48-36. Dre out, again playing with four fouls.
Easton second the ball game for the first time.
Silver Streaks girls up at East Moline, tied with the Panthers at 46, end of the third quarter there. Price with the second free throw, up and in. And he has 19 for the game now, 48-37. Streaks down 11 as Roberts brings it across midcourt. Crossover dribble, gets a step on Babers,
oh,
drives
for
the
move.
Reverse layup.
Beautiful move there to the rim there with that left hand. Good touch on that layup.
Kid's been unstoppable off the bench. He's got great points in the number of minutes that he's played here tonight, and it's all been attacking the basket. 12 points in the night for Omarion Roberts, a sophomore off the bench. Pylop misses a three from the left side. The rebound set free out of bounds. And I believe UT touched it last.
And we continue to struggle. It's going to be our ball there on the sideline, deep sideline. We continue, Brad, struggling with a three ball. We're now unofficially 2 for 22.
Ugh. Well, very similar to what UT did at their place.
Absolutely.
When the Streaks beat them. In the lane.
Tide.
The kick out. Alex to Price from the corner. Another miss from the three range. Pilot chases down the rebound on the wing, though. Down the right corner, Jeremiah with a no-look bounce to the feed to Eric, cutting down the lane with the basket. And Galesburg calls a timeout. I believe this is their final timeout with 5:06 to go in the game. Down 11, 50-39.
Yeah, Streaks continue to battle on the glass there to keep possessions alive here. And just doing a great job there. And then that was a fine pass there to a cutting Eric. I think Babers there on the wing. Blocked that a little bit, but just a continue to be tenacious and are not giving up or giving in.
And that was after Kyla got the offensive rebound on the missed three. So once again, the Streaks' ability to rebound and rebound effectively continues to serve them well.
And that's been our biggest strength all year. We've
really
out-rebounded every opponent and oftentimes significantly, and especially on the offensive end, keeping possessions alive. And they're case in point again here, right here in front of us.
50-39. UT leading the Silver Streaks boys. Just over 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, I think the Streaks have used their final timeout, but there's the under five-minute timeout coming up as well.
And we've had a call timeouts here tonight to try to get regrouped. So, I mean, they were pertinent timeouts here, but I hope that doesn't hurt us down the stretch.
I really don't see any personnel change. UT
called timeout.
All right. Well, I looked over, and of course, you know, we were even talking last night how we've had a hard time hearing the whistles sometimes. I looked over, one of the officials is still counting the 10 count in the backcourt. I thought I heard a whistle. So UT calls timeout with 5:04 to go here in this fourth quarter.
And, Brad, we've talked about the whistle thing with the mass. And, again, there's nothing you can do about it. Last night we really struggled. I've struggled here tonight with it, too. I don't know, the acoustics in here, it's awfully loud and noisy here. But I've struggled hearing the whistle here, and that time I didn't hear it. And I think they got the call before they even inbounded, so he'll be able to run here to get a better angle to get the ball inbounded.
Yeah, I wrote down 5:04 at the streaks timeout. So, yeah, no time went off the clock. Now UT does get it inbound. In the backcourt, that's Roberts. Picks up his dribble. Streaks trap. Deflected pass. Kicked in the backcourt. Now deflected out of bounds. Last touch by UT. So the Streaks do force the 12th turnover. And now we go under five. Drea Gypciaco checks back in, and there is the official timeout now. So we got a timeout, now another timeout.
A little bit like the NBA here.
9 seconds of total time has gone off the clock. 4:55 to go, mask timeout, 50-39 UT. Streaks will have the ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Tune in for Cardinals baseball as the Red Roofs take on Houston. Coverage begins tomorrow at 11:55.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
Silver Streaks ball coming out of the official timeout. 4:55 to play fourth quarter. Trailing the Panthers 50-39. Streaks had the ball down 6, 32-26 in the third quarter, and had a three-point shot that would have got the deficit down to 3. Now here's Eric Price with an air ball three as UT got a hand on it, and Roberts with the rebound.
That's not what coach wanted out of that timeout.
So to finish the thought, Streaks had a chance there to get it down to 3 at that point, and since then UT has built the lead back up, and the Streaks are struggling trying to get it back down under double digits yet again.
We go on runs where we get within striking distance and then either get in our own road or UT makes a nice play or gets a good bucket.
Tip out on the rebound after the missed shot inside the free throw line. Kyleb on the run with a layup at the other end. His first basket of the second half. And now the Streaks are down 9, 50-41. Trying to put pressure on in the backcourt. Here's Rogers. The kick over to Trice. Kyleb goes up for the block, comes down on top of Trice. That at least denies what at least would have been an easy shot attempt.
And that's a good foul there. Yeah, that keeps the basket from being made there. He can't get the shot off. Oftentimes you foul. He makes the shot there. That was a good foul and kept the shot from occurring.
And again, Malachi Trice, we said a moment ago when he was at the free throw line, only 45% on the season, and he hits that one off the front of the rim. So he made the two that he shot earlier here in the quarter, but that one is short off the front rim with the second one coming. 9-point Panther lead halfway through the fourth quarter, and he makes the second one. All three of his points from the free throw line tonight, Malachi Trice. Streaks have to break the Panther extended zone trap. Dre in the backcourt, into the front court to Kyleb. Driving in from the right side. Scoops it up from the right side. Got fouled. And he'll shoot two free throws.
Good job by Kyleb attacking the basket there. Continuing to attack the basket. We're drawing fouls. When you're behind like this, scoring points with no clock or with no time coming off the clock is a bonus. And we have that chance here again.
Kyleb was solid down the stretch at Quincy last night, helping preserve the victory in the fourth quarter. 6 for 6 from the line and hits his first one here. Fourth foul of the game, meanwhile, on Malachi Trice.
Streaks have shown no give up here. We've continued to battle here.
Misses the second free throw, and the rebound volleyballed around, picked up by Devontae Wright for UT. Repossession game, Streaks down 9, 51-42. Down underneath, UT attacks the basket, but this time a miss by Roberts, and Dre controls the rebound, drives, the kick out, now out to Price, pump fakes, drives the lane, UT reached in, poked it loose, 11 Galesburg turnovers, now the Streaks steal it back, Kyleb down the lane, to the basket, but he missed it, and the rebound, Roberts and the Streaks miss a huge opportunity there, but another steal in the backcourt, Alex drives, and a foul on his way to the basket.
Boy, an exciting sequence. Nobody could score out of it, however. We exchanged turnovers and a great battle, but we couldn't get the lid off the basket there. But we have a chance to, again, score points here with the clock stopped.
Malachi Trice just fouled out of the game for UT. All of his 3 points from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. All of Four of his five fouls have come in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, up at the Panther Den at United Township, Silver Streaks girls and UT tied at 55 with 3:50 to go in that game. Here, 3:09 to play. Streaks trail United Township 51-42, and Alex misses the first free throw.
And again, we've got to get all of these we can get here down the stretch.
Streaks getting to the line, so a chance to score points at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, but now 4 for 8 as Alex missed everything to the left. Panthers rebound. Vasilagadian in the backcourt. He's got four fouls. Lost the handle. Looked like Eric got hit.
I don't know if he jammed his finger or his thumb there trying to go for the basketball.
And he's holding his left wrist, left hand. And that's going to bring Jeremiah Babers back into the game. And Eric's still holding that wrist in pain. And here comes Brandon Terrell over to check him out. 2:58 to go, fourth quarter. That is not a time the Streaks want to see him head to the bench.
We can't afford to lose him. He just brings so much in his energy here in the second half and his hustle. He's been the player that...
Dre and Gideon in the backcourt. Now Dre just fouled out of the game. Going hand to hand. Just doing everything he could to create a steal. So Dre's fouled out. 6 points in the game. And with Eric to the bench, it's getting really, really short. So DeMarco Harden will check back in. Of course, he's not 100%. Already playing with that groin injury from about a week and a half ago and the left wrist heavily taped from the injury in the game Tuesday night.
And I'm surprised we haven't seen more injuries in than a short season, a lot of games, and not a lot of preseason to get the condition level, the fitness level up to where you need to have it.
Gideon's first free throw good. Back to a 10-point UT lead. He's got 6 tonight. All 3 of his points in the second half are from the line, and he hits them both. 11-point Panther lead, 53-42. Streaks need points now in a hurry. Under 3 minutes to play. Bounce pass in the lane through the hands of Alex. 12 Galesburg turnovers. Streaks trying to put pressure on the backcourt, but Gideon gets the pass away into the front court. Here's Johnson, trapped. Finds Rogers underneath. Steck flies in, but can't foul him or prevent the basket.
Good job of UT there, staying patient and finding the open man.
Now Babers
stepped on the sideline.
Stepped on the sideline. Yep. So 4 Galesburg turnovers here in the fourth quarter, 13 for the game. And with 2:20 to go, starting to look pretty bleak with the Streaks down 13, needing points and turnovers in a hurry. And UT calls a timeout just as UT got it across midcourt.
And I know trainer Brandon Terrell's over there working on Eric, trying to tape him getting back in. And Eric's a tough kid, so if anything's possible here, he'll certainly get back into the ballgame.
2:16 left, fourth quarter at the Fieldhouse. Streaks down 55-42 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have 2 different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
During the radio auction, bid on item number 610, a $600 gift certificate to Blue Jay Barnes.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 20th on WGIL.
Right, 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter at the GHS Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Eric Price back into the game as UT lobs on the inbound to Rogers, who... pretty wide open down the right side of the lane, but he missed it. Caleb Meadows with a rebound into the front court. Alex drives, kick out. Jeremiah for 3. That one didn't look right, and it was a miss. Just looked really funny coming off his hand. Vallejo with a rebound for the Panthers. And a foul in the front court, and I believe Babers just fouled out.
And back to that play there. Coach Coach Weber drew up a terrific inbound, sideline inbounds play and got a layup opportunity, just couldn't convert it. He does that really well. Coach Weber drawing up those sideline inbounds plays or coming out of a timeout.
And I take it back. The Streaks just knocked it out of bounds. I thought there was going to be a hand check foul, so Babers does not foul out of the game. Now there's a foul in the backcourt. They call it on Harden or Price. They were both there. It's on DeMarco, his second. So it stops the clock with a minute 51 to go, but the Streaks down 13, 55-42, and Das Legideon back to the line. He's at 62% on the season, but perfect tonight.
And they are making their free throws here down the stretch.
8 for 9 in the fourth quarter. Much what Gillsburg did in the fourth quarter in their win at Quincy last night.
That's what you have to do with a lead, and fouls are an issue.
Makes
knock down the free throws.
6.5, 9 for the game for Das Legideon. UT matching its biggest lead here at 57-42 with a minute 45 to play. Streaks have not hit threes tonight. Hylop's going to try another one, and it rattles through. Finally,
that's
his second of the night.
That's our third of the game.
Down 12, 57-45. Panthers break the press. 6 in the quarter for Meadows. Got 9 for the game. Now pulling the ball back out, Roberts, forcing the Streaks to chase. And a trap out high between Babers and Harden. That'll be the third of the game on DeMarco. Stopping the clock with the Streaks down 12, a minute 25 to go, fourth quarter. And it looks like Ryan Hart's going to wave the white flag. He's got 5 players ready to check in at the bench. Davion Vallejo will shoot free throws here. That's only his 5th free throw attempt of the season. And it's off the mark. So Carl Dortch, Nolan, and Aaron Carl into the game. Marve Bile, only his 2nd varsity game of the season. And Aiden Wagner checks back in. So if the Streaks are going to come back in a minute 25 to go down a dozen, it's going to be with an unlikely group. Vallejo's 2nd free throw off the rim and falls off. And Carl Dortch with the rebound. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game from last night. Carl, skip pass up top, Bile. Good touch pass to Aaron Carl in the lane. The kick out, Aiden Wagner from the corner for 3, missed it. Carl with the offensive rebound, got batted out of bounds on the putback.
That's nice inside-outside ball movement there. Got a good look. Just couldn't convert, and that's been typical of the evening where we've only made 3 3-point shots out of...
Seems like
26, 26 unofficially. Again, just the exact opposite of UT up there.
Carl open in the lane, short arms the 14-foot shot. Devontae Wright with a rebound. And we'll see if the Streaks kind of settle back defensively. And Das Legadian in front of us in the near court dribbling. Now the Streaks come out, force the count. Down to 45 seconds to go. Here's a steal by Aaron Carl. Goes up and gets the one-handed dunk. A live ball turnover at midcourt. Aaron gets his first points in limited varsity action. The Streaks trail by 10 with 30 seconds to go.
And nice to see that. Aaron, as he's come in, he's worked hard. And
Streaks trap. Going for a steal. But a foul call. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in the limited minutes that Aaron has had this year, when he's come in, he's made things happen. He's tried to play the game the right way, and there, nice to see rewarded with a great dunk there.
His first varsity points, by the way, too. I had to look really quick. I didn't think he'd scored in any of the previous games. That's pretty nice. Your first varsity points are on a dunk. Take that anytime, right?
And it's tough to do coming off cold like that in that kind of situation to get things done and to get things done well He's done that each time he's been in the ballgame.
Second free throw by Roberts, in and out. And Aaron with a rebound. Streaks down 11 with 20 seconds to go.
Good job done here tonight by UT on both ends of the floor here. They made it happen, and a good ball club and so well coached.
UT steals a baseline pass away with 8 seconds to go. Panthers will just try to dribble out the clock here now. Das Legadian steals a glance at the clock, and that'll be it. UT comes to Gillsburg, comes out with an 11-point win, 58-47. Streaks fall to 7-4. Panthers improve to 10-4. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Homeownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies the rest of tonight and a low down to 30. Nice tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 60. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 41. Monday, sunny and a high of 64. Cloudy Monday night, a low of 46. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 65. Cloudy and 54 Tuesday night. Wednesday, cloudy, breezy, with rain possible and a high of 66. Right now, it's 36 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. Celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
58-47, the final. Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory postgame show here from the GHS Fieldhouse as the Streaks boys team falls to the Panthers and drops to 7-4 on the season. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman here. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. And Steve, I was muttering. Tonight
leaves you muttering, that's for sure. This kind of ball game does leave you muttering.
It just wasn't a surprise. I mean, not what the Streaks did, but what UT did. I mean, they came down here, they pretty much do exactly what we were going to do, and the Streaks just played like they weren't ready for it, and that's disappointing coming off such a strong second half in that win at Quincy last night.
And again, as I said earlier, and probably needs to be expanded on a little more, this is one of those that it's a combination of both. UT, a terrific job, great game plan, execution, did things that they needed to do, and they're a nice ball club, and forced us to play poorly in a lot of areas, but also us, you know, at times seeing, you know, I don't know the term that I want to, bewildered a little bit, and bewildered at ourselves a little bit, where we were a little out of sync and a little out of sorts, and again, that's a combination of you doing that to yourself, but also the ball club that you're playing forcing you to do that, but no matter what, just not a good night here and a tough night and a frustrating night for the Streaks.
I heard it expressed by a coach in a game just within the last week, and I can't remember on what level it was. And I thought, this is perfect. You tip your hat to the other team for doing what they did well, but you don't want to do anything to help them out.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's kind of what happened here tonight. UT came in with a game plan that if it worked, should be successful against the Streaks. And unfortunately, some of our play here tonight aided their effort.
Yeah, irresistible force versus immovable object, whichever one gives in here. And tonight, advantage and the tip of the hat to UT and Coach Weber, just a fine job in here and got the revenge up there. And I thought something that's statistically is just quite unusual and unique is it's almost the exact opposite. They were 3 out of 27, I believe,
right,
at their place with the three ball. And no, 3 out of 25, and tonight we were 3 out of 27. Who would have thought that?
Unbelievable. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game?
You know, tonight, Eric Price. Eric has just had a marvelous career here as a Silver Streak. He competes. He's a battler, and I'll tell you what, he was just a horse inside here, sometimes getting triple-teamed or more, but still was able to get to the rim and score the ball and keep possessions alive. And played through the thumb or finger injury there and scored his 1,000th point tonight, certainly an elite class of players with that number. So he is tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Eric Price.
Take a timeout, 58-47, UT wins it. We'll come back, take a look at the final statistics, the individual scoring, and a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart as well. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
Commit fewer turnovers and...
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Postgame statistics here on the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Postgame Show. The statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you listen to these numbers.
Shooting-wise,
good.
No, not good. Shooting-wise tonight, 18 out of 54 for the Streaks for 33%. And again, the real key here, 3 for 27, three-point shooting-wise, at only 11% there. And a lot of those threes were a step maybe out of range or two steps, and again, certainly not within the rhythm of what Coach Hart wanted. Just the opposite of what it was up there with UT having that problem against us. UT 18 out of 40, so we were equal in field goals, but they made an enormous amount of free throws down the stretch there to seal that win. And they were for 45%, as I said, and 8 out of 18 with a three ball for 44%. Much better, much more in rhythm with their shot selection with a three-point shot. Again, we out-rebounded them. A lot of battles on the offensive boards. Our kids do such a great job there, but couldn't convert oftentimes. And again, UT was, you know, if they missed getting the opportunity on the defensive glass, they were certainly there to bother us on the stick back. So we out-rebounded them 36-30, and UT turns it over 16. We turn it over 13. But again, that number isn't shown on how much faster and how much more out of rhythm we had to play offensively against their press, which they kept on most all night long in that great half-court 1-2-2 flat and 3-2 type of zone that they run so well.
Can't help but think if we had points off turnovers, which you brought up earlier in the game, even though we had fewer, I got to believe they converted off our turnovers far more than we converted off theirs, too.
Absolutely. They were able to get back or commit turnovers that weren't live ball. So their turnovers, even though there were a large number of them for them, more than Coach Weber would like, they weren't killers tonight for them.
Free throw shooting, UT 14 of 22, Silver Streaks 10 out of 17. Darius Rogers led the Panthers in scoring with 25. Amarian Roberts off the bench with 13. Das Legadian finished with 9. Devontae Wright, Davion Vallejo, and Malachi Trice each with 3. Makai Johnson finished with two for the Silver Streaks. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Eric Price, the only player in double figures with 21 points, 8 rebounds. Caleb Meadows had 9. DeMarco Harden, Drea Egyptiaco each with 6. Then we go to Alex Egyptiaco, Aaron Carl with 2, Jeremiah Babers 1. Streaks girls fall at East Moline, 61-59. Tough night for Galesburg High School boys and girls basketball fans overall. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart when we come back for our final thoughts from the GHS Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you in your car buying journey. There are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used through YEM's credit acceptance program. This is Brandon Kinney from YEM in Galesburg. Whether you've been through bankruptcy, foreclosure, or have late or missed payments in your credit history, YEM can help get you approved. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our credit acceptance program at YEM.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks fall to United Township tonight, 58-47. Streaks fall by 11. And three games remaining in the regular season. And unfortunately, I guess one thing we haven't talked about here tonight, Steve, is unfortunately this takes Galesburg out of any chance at defending their title in the Western Big Six Conference. So that's kind of the final nail in the depressing coffin here tonight in terms of what this means for the season. And as you talked about earlier in the season, such a rare opportunity, such a rare accomplishment when you can go back-to-back in the Western Big Six Conference. And it's just indicative, again, of just how difficult that is as the Silver Streaks have run into a tough middle part of the season here in a very competitive conference top to bottom.
Well, you're exactly right. To be able to win back-to-back and defend your crown would have been a real feather in our cap. And, again, this conference and this shortened season here, as we've seen each ball club, can win on any given night. Very competitive from top to bottom, and you better have, as we used to say, your A game here, both on the road and at home, and especially on the road, to be able to win and come out with a win. And we've certainly seen that just sort of jump up and bite us here in the middle of this with three losses here in the last, five games, I think it is, or whatever.
Yep.
And that's tough, and against strong opponents.
Coach Ryan Hart joins us now here for some post-game thoughts as the Streaks fall at home to United Township. And Steve and I were seeing here in the post-game, we saw from them exactly what we knew we were going to get. We knew they were going to come down here and roll over. And it just partially didn't feel like we matched their energy there early on. What were your thoughts in terms of what got us into trouble to begin with, Coach?
Well, basketball's in every play type of sport. I mean, if you're not playing hard every single possession of every single game and not ready to play, I mean, you're going to have problems. And we ran into that tonight. I mean, kind of like we did in the second quarter at Sterling. I mean, and the little run that Moline had against us. I mean, it's just one of those instances where, whatever the case may be, we need to make sure in a short season. I mean, it's hard to fix all the. Wrongs and what's going on, and you can modify stuff, you can kind of make tweaks here and there, but at the end of the day, if you don't play harder than everybody else, I mean, people are coming for us. I mean, we have to be ready to play hard every single possession of every single game.
What's the read by you on that? Is it so many games, the lack of practice time? What's your read, your evaluation of why that's happening?
Well, I think it's all of it. I mean, you don't have a summer. I mean, and the summer, the fall, I mean, everything kind of works itself out to where you – and we pretty much knew kind of going into this year what we needed to do, who needed to do it, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, it's just our kids this year, the ones that are getting the most playing time, some of them needed that extra work. Mm-hmm. Some of them needed to build up their confidence and understand what they needed to do on a daily basis and how to actually run like a zone offense or be able to cut off drives and stuff. I mean, you work on stuff until you're blue in the face in practice, but I mean, if you're learning on the fly in games, I mean, it's the learning curve's a little bit rough. So, I mean, you got to give credit to UT. They played hard, and they always play hard. And that's why I told the kids in the locker room after the game was over, I'm like, if you want to say that we're more talented than them, go ahead and say it. But that's why they have to play harder than us every single minute of every single game, and that's why they do it. So, you just can't take plays off. You can't take minutes off. You can't take quarters off.
Well, and I guess as we're talking through kind of what you're talking about here, I guess maybe I kind of want to give a little bit of perspective reminder for our listeners who might be thinking, well, isn't that what you're supposed to do in the games? You play the games to kind of work through these problems and learn things. But the situation here is every game is a conference game, so every game matters from that standpoint. We're not talking about a situation where we have these non-conference games sprinkled throughout the season on Saturday nights. We don't go down to a holiday tournament in Taylorville where we kind of have those bonding experiences and work on things and and come out in those kinds of situations. So I guess I just kind of want to put that reminder in people's heads, exactly kind of what we're talking about, that every game is a conference game and there's no opportunity in between to really develop those things.
And every team we played in conference so far this year, I mean, is legitimately a qualified team to actually play
absolutely.
Hard every single time.
You better have your A game.
It's a deep conference.
And you can tell the teams who return a lot of guys in the same roles. Like Moline, they returned all their guys in the same roles that they're playing. And so, I mean, it's a little bit easier for them to kind of transfer that into this year. Teams like us and, like, let's say a Geneseo and maybe even a Rocky for that matter, when you lose a couple seniors here and there, it's tough to kind of get your fluidity against it. Because you look at, like, UT, when they played Rocky this year, they beat them the first game by one and had them down, like, 6 or 7 late in the fourth quarter last time. So, I mean, UT returned a lot of guys from last year. And, I mean, they have been in the same system and everything. And they had their roles already identified kind of before, once the season ended last year, whereas we didn't. Rocky didn't. Sterling doesn't. And Quincy, I mean, they had a bunch of people graduate off their team. So,
talk a little strategic and personnel-wise and execution-wise. First half, we really struggled against their zone. You called a number of timeouts. We just couldn't get anything going. Didn't shoot the ball very well. Second half, we did much better in terms of execution. We couldn't always get the ball in the basket. What was the difference there?
Well, we weren't playing sluggish anymore. I mean, it was just kind of the ball was sticking. It was just like we were just a half step slow again, reading and reacting. And it's one of the deals to where it has to be constant every single moment of every single game. And once you kind of get on your heels instead of attack, then the other team's got the advantage on you. And that they took advantage of it. And I think, what did we score, 2 points in the second quarter? I mean, it was not good. And the first quarter wasn't very good either because we missed a lot of shots, didn't get a lot of rebounds we could have. It was just not us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what the problem was. I don't know if it's the lighting in here in the gym or whatever it was, which it wasn't, but it's just one of those deals to where we have to, I mean, we just kind of have to take it on our responsibilities on ourselves. I mean, each individual person, us as coaches, I mean, we have to make sure that we are better.
How do you approach next week? Next week, hey, why not have another unusual week in an unusual season where we're going to see the same team twice in 3 days? And it's a little dangerous in the sense that they have not played well. They've had all kinds of struggles with, you know, having their program shut down even before they
And they got a bunch of new guys. I mean,
And a new coach. I mean, the whole
coach,
thing.
They got everything's new for them. I mean, so they're completely behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
So
but you don't want to overlook them. You still want your kids to be prepared and take them seriously.
Well, and that's exactly what we talk about in the locker room. I mean, we got to have a good practice on Monday, and we have to make sure that we're interested to go out there on Tuesday and play. I mean, they've been getting beat by 20, 30 points, but what's that mean? It doesn't mean that we can go out there and just roll the ball out and just run up and down the court nonchalantly and play just because we're better than them, if that's the case. Everything leads up into the next game, practice, whatever it may be, and we got Rocky on Friday. Mm-hmm. And each and every one of our kids know for a fact that we can win that game. And we talk about that stuff in the locker room. We talked about that stuff there in the last couple weeks. They won here. I mean, they beat us, whatever. And they celebrated like they, I mean, like they beat somebody impressive, which we were 5-0 at the time. And we just kind of wilted down at the end of the game. But there's no reason why we can't win the game on Friday night. And like we talked about, everything leads in to whatever you do next in life. So the four seniors, it's like, okay, this leads into how you handle the rest of the year in school, how you go to college, how you prepare studying. I mean, and like I know Eric's probably going to play somewhere. And if the other two or three end up with the opportunity, I hope that they get it and they kind of roll into their college career with the mindset, okay, now we understand. I mean, hopefully this is a learning season for all those guys. But it's more important a little bit for the juniors and the sophomores because, I mean, now you're playing for positions next year. Now you're playing for starting spot. Now you're playing to earn. If you can step up against the Rock Island on a Friday night at the end of the year, I mean, that's something moving into this summer and this fall to where we are a little bit more stable, for that matter, moving into next year's season.
More than anything, what I'd like to see next week is, given the way this year has gone, a short season, we got to play.
Yeah, we did
so
get to play.
So let's really take advantage of getting to play three more times.
And like I told him, I'm like, we still have an opportunity. If we win all three games, what would it be, 10-4?
Yep.
I mean, 10-4 in the Western Big Six is a very, very commendable mark.
It's a great conference record.
Yes. And, I mean, again, like I said this year, I mean, some teams had advantages, some teams didn't, is what it is. I mean, it's just got to be one of those deals to where we come out the last week and play like we should, play as hard as we can, and play with a little desire. Like, we're really striving to show people something here come Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday.
As always, thanks for coming by, Coach.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Coach.
Your thoughts.
Thanks.
Silver Streaks fall tonight at home to United Township, 58-47. That'll wrap up our post game here from the GHS Fieldhouse. I like what the coach said.
Yeah, very, very good observations.
So, Steve, we will see you right back here. Final home game
home
Tuesday
finale.
Night with the Rock Island Alleman Pioneers in town. Streaks fall, sophomores win, and Silver Streaks girls, unfortunately, also lost up at United Township. For Will Stevenson at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from the GHS Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.